This is In the News in VOA Special English. George W. Bush leaves office on Tuesday after 8 years as President of the United States. He gave his farewell speech to the American people Thursday night.
Tonight, with a thankful heart, I have asked for a final opportunity to share some thoughts on the journey that we have traveled together and the future of our nation.
He noted that his first speech from the White House was on September 11, 2001, after the terrorist attacks that day.
As the years passed, most Americans were able to return to life much as it had been before 9/11. But I never did.
The 43rd president has been defending his record during his final days in office, and he did so again in his speech.
There are things I would do differently if given the chance. Yet I've always acted with the best interests of our country in mind.
He spoke about Iraq and the handling of his war on terror.
There's legitimate debate about many of these decisions, but there can be little debate about the results. America has gone more than 7 years without another terrorist attack on our soil.
President Bush offered best wishes to Barack Obama, who will be the nation's first African-American president. His father was a black exchange student from Kenya. His mother was a white American.
Standing on the steps of the Capitol will be a man whose history reflects the enduring promise of our land. This is a moment of hope and pride for our whole nation.
President Bush's farewell address was his last public event planned before the inauguration. He called his final news conference on Monday. He talked about progress in education and other areas, but especially in keeping the country safe. He said the most urgent threat that Barack Obama and other presidents after him will have to deal with is another attack. The attacks in 2001 took place during President Bush's first year in office. His presidency began after an election dispute. But after the attacks, 9 out of 10 Americans approved of the job he was doing, compared lately to about 1 in 4. His presidency comes to a close at a time of economic crisis.
Look, I inherited a recession. I'm ending on a recession. In the meantime, there were 52 months of uninterrupted job growth.
The president said one of his greatest disappointments was the abuse of prisoners at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. Another disappointment, he said, was not finding weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. He had warned of the threat of such weapons as he argued for military action to remove Saddam Hussein from power. The war in Iraq and the handling of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans took attention from one of the president's biggest successes. In 2003, he launched a program to fight AIDS in Africa and elsewhere. That program has helped about 10 million people. By tradition, George and Laura Bush will leave Washington immediately after Barack Obama is sworn in on Tuesday. They will return to their home state of Texas. And that's In the News in VOA Special English, written by Brianna Blake. Be a part of VOA's social networking site for the inauguration. Go to voaspecialenglish.com and click on USA Votes. I'm Steve Embert.